I guess bottom line, a big win here tonight, and wasn't easy by any means, but you're able to get it done and get a big, I guess, 4 points here on the weekend.
Yeah, no, that was a hard game. They're a real good team. They can they got some offense, they got some physicality, they got good goaltending. They made it really hard on us. You know, I thought we could have got more pucks to the net. We shot wide a lot and given some breakouts. But all in all, a pretty solid game.
Yeah, and usually when the Cougars or they have a lead going into that third period, they're trying to get the next one. I sort of had the feeling the Cougars were holding on a little bit, felt, okay, they had a three-goal lead. They didn't produce much off. What did you think of the third period? Because I thought it was a little bit different than we normally see from your team.
Yeah, I didn't mind our third period. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a lot. They didn't get a lot. Even, you know, they got that second one, and then they got the third one. But even the third one, that was a tough one for Rav. And it was a good period for us.
I want to ask about Bauer Domanski, and there's so many things away from the puck that he does so good for your group, and obviously the captain of your team and a leader, but I think that play in the first period, just a simple stick lift there on a good player in Harrington that takes away a goal. I don't know how many shots he blocked tonight. That's an ongoing theme, but just thoughts on your captain on a nightly basis. It seems like he lays it on the line for the Prince George Cougars.
Yeah, he does, and we expect that out of him every night. You know, him and Carroll's what a pair they are. You can just throw them out there in any situation, and you know, offensively, defensively, and you know, Doomer just a shot blocking machine, and he just keeps doing it.
You know, you must love 4-on-4 because that just gives your top players more room, and you got a couple of 4-on-4 goals. You know, some of them highlight reels. I mean, you know, when that's the skill difference. Spokane, as you say, they're a good team. They're a gritty team. You've got a little bit more skill when 4-on-4, and it showed up in this game.
Yeah, it showed up tonight. And, you know, those guys that are out there, and Carroll's, he can take it to the next level. You know, that's the thing that he can do. Like, both those plays, his shot and, you know, splitting those two guys in the offensive zone, throw it over to Such, those are just high-end plays.
Yeah, he seems like he does it every night with the ability he has. He's like a defense first player, right? Everyone can see his offense and his instincts, but he's so good in his own zone too. And it's almost like people forget about how good he is defensively.
Well, yeah, and I think that's what's making him, you know, such an intriguing player to the scouts, is that he has that at such a young age, that he does take care of his own end. And you know, the offense that he brings is, it's not a bonus, it's just his God-given talent, and I honestly think he's just getting better.
Well, he is, and, you know, it's funny, at the start of the season we knew he was going to be a first-round pick, and then all of a sudden he makes World Juniors, and it's like, okay, well, this guy's going to be top 10, and now, you know, you never want to say anything for certain, but I think all of us that have followed him would be shocked if he's not in the top 5, and we're not even going to have our eyebrows raised if he's in the top 3, Mark.
Whatever, yeah, wherever he goes, you know, whatever team he goes to, are going to get an unbelievable player that maybe could be a future captain in the NHL. Like, that's in high regard, and it's real for this guy.
It's pretty impressive. He's one of those guys, like, he's 17 years old, but he feels like he's been here forever. He was here, you know, in 23, 24 as a 15-year-old. But, again, I think that's a thing. It speaks to his character almost, right? When you have a guy that's only been here for, what, 2 full seasons, but it feels like he's been here forever.
Yeah, let's keep him forever.
Yeah. Well, one guy I don't think you're going to be able to keep forever is Parizak, 19, but I don't think he'll be back as a 20. And look what he did again tonight. Last night he gets the 100 goals, and then tonight he's number 2 in scoring. And this is only his third season. Where he's been and what he's doing. You know, as I mentioned to Cole in the broadcast, you know, you take a look and he's got 30 goals, and yet he had a scoring slump. Remember that scoring slump we used to talk about? And here he is with 30 goals still, even with that big slump. He's just something else.
Yeah, he's so unassuming, right? You know, you ask people that, they wouldn't have a clue. He just goes out there, and he does it. And I don't know how many breakaways he's missed. You know, he's right there. He's at the 40-goal mark.
Yeah. I was going to ask about Penticton on Tuesday. Great opportunity for your group to, you know, try and hand them their first loss against your group. You're looking to get a big W, and I would assume, you know, big points on the line, obviously, as you're trying to clinch home ice. And, again, we talked about in the pregame, like, lots to play for here in these final couple games here before the playoffs.
Yeah, we're set up pretty good. We got some sickness going around. We got to get that cleaned up. You know, a couple of day off tomorrow, get back at the rink Monday and get ready for Penticton.
Yeah, I'm just wondering from a coach's point of view, because they've won all five, but it's a regular season game, does it have any extra significance because you've lost the first five and you never want to look ahead, but, you know, people do. There's a possibility down the road, maybe second round, but there's a lot of things that have to happen that you might meet them. Would that come into play, or is it just for you, it's a regular season game, it's another team, and it doesn't matter who it is?
Well, we're well aware that they've beat us every game, and we don't like it. You know, that it's as simple as that, and they're our next opponent, and we're going to be ready for them.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Great way to end it. Congrats on a great weekend collecting 4 points, and we'll see you Tuesday against the Penticton Vs.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. GM.